In Vrindavan, we have many, many very good experiences. One for me was when I was invited by Krishna Murari Goswami to take prasadam in the ancient temple in Nandagram on top of this mountain. We had the room where we took just next to the kitchen, and one of the cooks said, "You know, on the altar Krishna is in charge, but in the kitchen Radharani is in charge." Every morning Srimati Radharani goes to Nandagram and cooks for Krishna. Mother Yashoda greets her. She speaks to Radha with great affection. "You're not the daughter of Kirtida. I say that you are my daughter. Seeing your face, I come to life as I do on seeing Krishna's face. Why are you ashamed?" And Radha was overwhelmed with the affection of Krishna's mother Yashoda. She remained speechless, covering her face. This quality of Srimati Radharani is the next quality, Gurapita Guru Sneha, the object of great affection by the elders. This quality reminds me of a very special devotee in Vrindavan, Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. When he came to Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada asked him to become the first cook for the deities Radha Syama Sunda. So every morning for 20 years, this very wonderful devotee went into the kitchen, broke early at 2 o'clock the coal for the fires of the day, and then prepared 6 offerings for all these 9 deities day after day for 20 long years. On the day when he couldn't continue with his service and a new cook needed to be installed because Vibhu Chaitanya was so old, he somehow made his way up the staircase to the room where he was living. And when he met a devotee there, he told him with a smile in his face, six men. With this he wanted to indicate that it took 6 people to replace him in his service. I remember his next seva very fondly. He would sit near the altar and hand out the charanamrita, the bathing water of the deities. With his left hand, he would take our right hand and then very carefully and conscientiously put the charanamrita drops for us to drink. He somehow even managed in the hot season to get a small refrigerator so that the bathing water was a little chilled. When that was no longer possible, he retired to a room which he would never leave. He was there with 6 brahmacharis and had pictures of the 9 deities of the Krishna Balaram temple, and he would worship them every morning with good flowers which he took from the Mahaprasad garlands that came to him. On the day when he went into coma and went directly back home, back to the service of Radha and Krishna, the doctor found a handwritten message next to him. The message read, "No medicine or medical treatment should be given. Do not take me out of my room. No one should serve me." Vibhu Chaitanya lived for the service of others. And therefore, others, especially the elders, were so affectionate. This is the quality of Srimati Radharani in large degree. She lives for the service of Krishna and everyone in Vrindavan, where Krishna's center, loves her, especially the elders. Let us please go before a picture of Radha, or just sit and become mindful of Radha and pray, and in this way become close to Radha.
Radha Rani ki jai, bol Raj Maharaj ki jai, bolo aaj ke anand ki jai, bolo apne apne Guru Maharaj ki jai, jai jai Sri Radhe Shyam.